I'd like to bring you a message entitled Christ is Leading, a Lesson in Following Your Lord. Short devotional. From John 21, verses 18 and 19, Verily, verily, I, Jesus is speaking, say unto thee, Peter, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. You just dress yourself and go anywhere you want. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. The history of the early church says that they took Peter and they were going to crucify him, and he said, I am not worthy to die the way my Christ died. And so they turned him upside down and crucified him. We don't know if that's true, but it is the story, the early church story. So Jesus adds the command then that defines the Christian life, follow me. This is not just a good suggestion, you see. It is our call to walk behind Christ even when the road is disturbingly difficult. So just a few thoughts. How many thoughts? Let's see. There are six thoughts. Number one, Christ leads us into hard paths, but never alone. John Calvin said, Christ here explains what was the design of that prediction of a violent death. It was that Peter might be prepared to endure it, as if he had said, since you must endure death by my example, follow your leader. Christ does not ask Peter to go anywhere he has not gone himself. The leader walks first, the disciple walks behind. The path may include suffering, loss, or sacrifice, but it is never a path Christ has not sanctified by his own footsteps. 2 Corinthians 4:17, the apostle who suffered quite a deal said, For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, momentary light affliction, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. From suffering to glory, from a moment to eternal, and from light affliction to the eternal weight of glory. So, Christ leads us through affliction, but not around it, you see. Because glory lies on the other side, through suffering to glory. Second thought is that Christ uses trials to wake us, to shape us, and to move us forward. Trials. This is James chapter 1, talking about rejoice when you have trials. Because this is how God builds character, the character quality of endurance, patience in your life. John Trapp writes with pastoral bluntness, evangelistic bluntness, I think, If our dear Lord did not put these thorns into our bed, we should sleep out our lives and lose our glory. Affliction calls to us as the angel to Elijah, Up! Thou hast a great way to go. Can't lay here with the thorns anymore, you see. And so, as we think about it in our life, affliction is not punishment, it's a summons. Christ uses difficulty to keep us awake, alert, moving toward the heights he intends for us. People's New Testament notes say, Bearing the cross weaves an eternal crown. Sorrows endured for Christ's sake prepare for eternal joys. This is a pattern we see all the way through the scripture. Every sorrow endured for Christ's sake becomes part of the crown that you will wear in his presence. The third thought is this. Christ strengthens your steps on the high road. He calls us to walk the high road. Off the high road is in the slough of despond. It's in the pit, the snares, the muck. But he strengthens our steps on the high road. Habakkuk 3:19a gives the disciples confidence. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like the hind's feet, the deer that are very nimble, and he will make me walk upon mine high places. I love to see these pictures of these little goats just jumping up and down the cliffs and so on. Albert Barnes, I thought, said it well. Yet though this strength is inward and used by man, still it is God who gives it and guides it. Not man shall direct his own ways, but he will make me to walk as on a plain way upon my high place. Steep and slippery places and crags of the reeks. The reeks are misty areas. If you're walking around the mountains, you get into misty areas, it's kind of scary. Are but ways to the safe height above, to those whom God makes to walk on them. And since he has passed all things earthly, what are his high places but the heavenly places, even his home, even while a pilgrim here, but now at the end much more his home, when not in hope only but in truth, he is raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. An elevation of thought while we're going through difficult times. So Christ is not leading you in circles. He's leading you upward. The fourth thought is this. Christ's path has narrow places, but majestic destinations. Christ is leading you along a high road that has ups and downs, sometimes terrifyingly narrow paths. Yet in the distance, you can see the mountains of God's promises, the heights of his joy, the glory of his presence. So do not take shortcuts. Do not choose easier trails. Your assignment is simple and sacred. Follow Christ. So let the heights inspire you, but let his nearness steady you. Then number five. Following Christ means trusting him when the road turns dark. Trust him when things go wrong. Endure unpleasantness without panic. Those very difficulties reveal your dependence on him. You're not sufficient to do all this on your own, so those difficulties mean we have to trust in him. Accepting your trials is not just resignation. It is discipleship. It is saying, Lord, as you lead and where you lead, I will follow. This single-mindedness of discipline, of discipleship. And the blessings that come through obedience outweigh every burden. Number six and last, trust must not falter when the path is steep. When the trail narrows, when the rocks cut, when the shadows deepen, this is precisely when trust must hold firm. Christ is not merely ahead of you, he's beside you. He is shaping your steps, strengthening your heart, and preparing you for the heights he has promised. So the Christian life is not defined by the ease of the path, but by the faithfulness of the leader. And our leader is Christ.